Hello, one moment, please. Ms. Famer? Hello?
Secretary Mann calling the President.
Put him on, please.
Thank you.
Hello? Mr. Secretary, thank you, one moment. Hello? I'm sorry to keep you waiting, thank you. Secretary Mann on one.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I've done a little looking around. I don't know. I think the choice of Gordon for the ARA spot would be the best you could do. I think he would take it. I've done a little nosing around, and they tell me that he's been there a long time now. He had planned to stay on until after the elections, which are sometime before October of this year. But he himself thought that he should be moving on, and he doesn't have too much of an interest in going back to academic life at Harvard. If we could, if you could offer him a Foreign Service officer status, which gives him a little security, since he's giving up his other, presumably, the probability is he would take this job if offered to him. I don't know about Jack Vaughn, but I think he would make a good one in the Peace Corps. And I think probably as, from his own point of view, it's time for a change. Now, on filling the post to Brazil, I've been through the books here. I haven't talked to anybody about it, but it's I've got a list of names, none of which I'm entirely pleased about, but to find somebody who speaks Portuguese, even in the Foreign Service, is not easy. I don't think you'd want to move Martin from the Argentine. They're about to have I think they're headed for trouble, maybe a revolution there in the next several months.
Does Gordon speak Portuguese?
Gordon speaks good Portuguese.
Good. Go ahead.
You're talking about Link Gordon?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's almost bilingual in Portuguese, and I think does some Spanish, too. So he would have, he would be able to get along very well in the ARA job.
Mm-hmm.
I would put these down as possibilities, not necessarily in this order. Oliver.
Oliver doesn't speak it, does he?
He doesn't speak Portuguese, and I'm not sure he'd do a very good job in a Portuguese-speaking country. There's a fellow named Burke Elbrick, who has been ambassador to Portugal. He's a career minister. He's now your ambassador to Yugoslavia.
E-L-B-R-I-C-K.
I haven't worked with him in some years, and therefore I'm a little bit hesitant to go all out. I was in meetings with him 10 years ago, and he was all right. People that I think have outstanding ability, but who may not be persona grata with, I don't know how they stand with the secretary, any of these, would be, one of them is Bill Roundtree, whom you just sent to South Africa. I think he went from the Sudan to South Africa. He at one time was assistant secretary during Foster Dulles' time, and was one of Foster Dulles' favorites. I think he's very able, but I doubt if he speaks Portuguese. You have an ambassador in Stockholm by the name of Graham Parsons, whom I also personally think very highly of. I'm almost sure he wouldn't have the language. He spent a lot of his time in the Far East and in Europe, but he's just as able as hell. Outside of the Foreign Service, there's one other possibility in the Foreign Service, that Link Gordon, who is due in here tonight, I'm told, would have a much better opinion about than I have, and that is the fellow named Kubish, who has the presence. He's a handsome, big, tall fellow, and he's now in charge of Brazil. He served under Gordon in Brazil. And he looks good, but whether he has depth, how he gets along with Brazilians...
What's his name?
Kubish.
K-U?
K-U-B-I-S-C-H. I would ask Gordon and...
What does he do now?
Well, he's in charge of... he's the office director in charge of Brazilian affairs.
Down there?
Up here in ARA. He's never been an ambassador. His background is foreign service and business. He left the foreign service, went into business, was fairly successful, came back into the foreign service. In Brazil, he was in charge of the aid program, and Gordon recommended him as office director up here.
Well, he might be, sound like
and
he might
Gordon
be.
Gordon has worked with him.
He have the language?
He has got the language.
Is he the only one that does have Oliver, Roundtree, Parsons?
Well.
None of them have it, do they?
Well, Elbrick may have it since he served in Portugal, which is also...
Yeah, but Roundtree doesn't.
No, he
Parsons doesn't. Oliver doesn't.
No.
All right, anybody else?
Now, the only other one that I've been able to think of up to this moment who has Portuguese, and it's the same problem we talked about before, is Eddie Miller. I don't know how his stability is, whether he's drinking or what, but he's a Democrat, a close friend of Bob Wagner's in New York. And if he has friends in Brazil who speaks fluent Portuguese, and if he could do the public relations job without drinking too much, he would be good.
Well, check and see how his drinking is, will you? You say Gordon's coming in tonight?
That's what I'm told.
Well, check in some of the old-timers and see those that know Miller and see what he's doing and get a rundown on him.
All right. Will do.
It looks like this. Well, you think Gordon would take it? You think Vaughn would be... Would Vaughn consider Peace Corps a promotion?
No, I don't think he'd consider it a promotion, but... Well, he might. He might.
Would they consider we were moving him for any reason? Has he been there long enough? How long has he been there? A year?
A little over a year.
Is that a pretty quick move?
That's a pretty quick move. 2 or 3 years is would be close to the average. I suppose 3 years would be close to the average. But I think it'd be a smart move because from his selfish point of view, because from what I've heard, Bobby and some of the boys are going to try to get him. Probably including Morris and Fulbright.
Why are Fulbright and Morris after him?
Well, I think they're influenced by the same considerations that move Bobby.
Hmm.
The liberal image.
Well, isn't Vaughn liberal?
He's pretty close to where where I am and you are, I think, Mr. President.
Hmm.
He's a liberal, but not in the Dick Goodwin sense of the term, no. Well, there are a lot of definitions of liberal these days.
Okay, much pride, my friend.
We're looking into this this sulfur thing. I talked most of the morning with Marlon. He's down talking with Tony Solomon now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very complicated problem where there's a world shortage again.
Mm-hmm.
And prices outside the U.S. Are going up, have gone up already. And the only reason they're down in the States is because their contracts in being. So I think we'll have to get together with, we'll have to look at this as a commodity problem, just as we did copper and aluminum and the others, and get together with Gordon Ackley, whoever's working on the other side of it.
I'd sure get Bob McNamara with him and
I'm going to
get Joe Califano to get Bob McNamara and Ackley with him. But we just can't take that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.